This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, in an opinion piece this week, Dion Loeffler, the opinion editor at the Wichita Eagle, wrote, quote, that right-wingers of Wichita want protesters arrested for chanting 86-47 and have abandoned any pretense of respect for the U.S. Constitution. He called out my friend Andy Hoosier and I for posting a video of the weekly assembly of wackadoodles, malcontents, and communists who condemn all things MAGA as fascists while proclaiming their own tolerance. So, with us now to explain how those of us on the right side of the political spectrum have abandoned any pretense of respect for the Constitution is Dion Loeffler, opinion editor at the Wichita Eagle. Dion, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. I certainly appreciate the bumper music that you
yes.
just played there.
You're welcome.
I think we can all be friends.
I do. We were just saying before the show how you and I have been on Kansas Week so many times, and it seems like every time we're on, I piss you off, but at least we're on every
week. Well, we've tilted lances on occasion.
We have.
Which, you know, that's... But it's all part of the process.
It is. So tell me why you say I and Andy Hoosier, and for that matter, pretty much everybody in this room, no longer respect the United States Constitution.
Well, first of all, it's great to play in your ballpark for a while.
Oh, yes.
for a while.
Welcome. You are very welcome. Hope we have made you feel welcome.
I want to point out, though, I've probably been a Republican longer than you have.
I
registered as a Republican in 1978, so...
Yes, I was 10 in 1978, so... Although, actually, that's not true, because I'm fairly certain on my birth certificate, my mother had it stamped Republican, so I probably do predate that.
And I have to confess, I had a youthful flirtation with libertarianism. That came after... I covered the Libertarian Presidential Convention in 1980, which is where David Koch was nominated
as
the vice president.
Yes.
And, you know, it was a philosophy that appealed to me. So I did that for a while, and then I realized it was, you know, not necessarily going anywhere. So
do you think that Republicans, myself, Andy Hoosier, MAGA supporters, we no longer respect the Constitution?
Well, I think that there are two, the two most important parts, the First Amendment protects five freedoms, but the two most important to me are the right to, the freedom of speech and the right to protest, the right to gather and assemble for the redress of grievances. And when people start talking about arresting people for doing that thing, I'm gonna take a stand there.
So where do you draw the line? I mean, for example, let's look at January 6th. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's look at the quote-unquote insurrection.
Yeah.
I don't call it an insurrection. I think it was mostly peaceful protest. I think you had 1,000 people there who were just there to express their opinions and their frustrations and their anger and their disappointment, and you had a few malcontents that committed some crimes. I think by and large, that was the case. And you had the way the press has covered this. I mean, I've seen Democrats and members of the press say that this is worse than the Holocaust, that it is worse than World War II, that it's the greatest affront to American democracy in history. And really, I mean, the only person who died on January 6th was a protester.
Well, I think the January 6th protest was way over the top. And
I would agree.
We all saw
it was over the top.
We all saw the video. You know, we've all seen the videos.
So, sure.
You know, we can't go back and revisionist history.
But by your definition of what you think is sacred, didn't they have a right to gather? Didn't they have a right to protest? Didn't they have a right to be there and express their opinions just like the people who stand out here every Saturday and make idiots of themselves?
But they haven't. The people standing on the street corner here, it's not just Saturdays, it's Mondays too.
Oh, so, well, that answers my other question. But, they obviously don't have jobs. So.
But the, well, a lot of them are retirees. But,
okay.
But the people standing out here on the street corners, they didn't smash any windows. They didn't.
And the
they didn't
vast
vandalize
majority,
any.
The vast majority of the people on the Capitol on January 6th didn't either. I mean, you're talking about 10% at most of the crowd.
Thousands did.
Thousands didn't break windows. Thousands didn't break in. Thousands didn't damage property. Thousands walked in through open doors.
Well,
some were invited in. Some were given tours.
Well, I mean, we all saw the videos.
The videos I saw.
I mean,
people being invited
we can go
in.
Back
people,
and look, you know,
you can't. There weren't 1,000 windows to break.
But
so what's the difference? Is it because that was a protest that you don't like, and these are the protests that you do?
No, it was a protest that turned violent.
Okay,
and it turned ugly.
So how about the protests of the summer of 2020?
Well, hang on.
Okay,
and the what distinguished that one too was it was an attack on the American system of governance. It was an attack on an election. The stated purpose of the people who were there was to try to overturn the election, and I'm frankly embarrassed that my congressman voted with the protesters to continue to challenge that.
I mean, it's that's six of one, half a dozen of another. Let's look at then if we're talking about the peaceful protests. Let's talk about the summer of 2020. Let's take the insurrection or the January 6th, however you want to call it, out of it. Summer 2020, cities burned, businesses were destroyed, entire neighborhoods were hijacked in so-called autonomous zones. Were those peaceful protests? Were those folks exercising, as you say, their cherished rights? Or was this, you know, a domestic upheaval? I mean, the media called it, you know, peaceful, mostly peaceful protests.
I just guess I see a difference between sacking an auto zone and sacking the United States Capitol.
But what's the difference? A crime is a crime.
The difference is that one is an attack on one is looting a business, which is obviously not something that should be.
A crime is a crime, though, isn't it?
Looting a business is obviously something that I do not support. I don't think, 99% of people support that. But the attack on the Capitol was an attack on the United States of America. So that's
occupying the downtown Seattle or occupying Portland or burning cop cars. That's literally a law enforcement, a police station in Minneapolis. Isn't that a symbol of America too? Isn't that a symbol of government? Isn't that an attack on government? Attack on America?
Well, I didn't come here to defend the people who burned police cars.
Okay, so then let's go back to what you came here for.
I came here to defend the people who are standing on the street corner with signs and saying their piece.
Okay, so let's talk about that then. We're talking with Dion Loeffler, the opinion editor of the Wichita Eagle. You also wrote an op-ed a couple weeks ago. I was down there taking some film, caught a picture of a gentleman walking around with a fake severed Trump head.
Yeah.
And again, that was an opportunity you took to take a swipe at me because you felt like I made a big deal out about it. You know, it got 400,000, you know, interactions on social media, obviously, and they were overwhelming. There wasn't a single negative post on there. It was overwhelmingly people thought it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
I'm curious, do you feel that that's appropriate? Is that protected spin? Well, it probably is protected speech, but is it appropriate?
I would say that it was poor judgment. If we're going to play the whatabout game,
mm-hmm.
What about the guys who marched on the Capitol with assault rifles, the state Capitol during the COVID protests?
Well, we have open carry in this state. You're allowed to carry.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
there's nothing wrong. That's legal.
Yeah.
I could be carrying right now. In fact, I guarantee you, there's people in this room who were carrying.
But people don't bring us. People don't bring assault rifles to protest with.
That's legal.
Under, you know, but it's intimidation.
Nobody brandished it.
It's intimidation.
It's not intimidation to carry a gun. That's not intimidation. It's not my fault if you're intimidated.
It's intimidation to carry a gun to somebody's protest.
It's a little bit different if I'm carrying a severed head of someone that of the President of the United States when you consider that he was literally less than an inch away from a bullet blowing his head off.
Well, and I think that's the same guy. And Hunter might be able to nod when I say I think that's the same guy who was carrying the dartboard.
The arrows in it.
Yeah.
Might be. He also, by the way, is a former public defender in Hutchison. But let me ask you something that I wanted to ask you about. Since we're talking about the assassination, I went on muckrack.com, and I found no articles that you wrote about the assassination, the attempted assassination on Donald Trump. I couldn't find anything that you'd written negative or about trying to tone down the rhetoric regarding the assassination attempts on Trump. I Googled Dion Loeffler, Wichita Eagle, Trump assassination. I couldn't find anything that you ever wrote about trying to dissuade or calm down the rhetoric, except one article where you wrote, if Secret Service had shot first, Trump gunman would be another martyr for the right. You went on to say, as we mull the shooting of Donald Trump and its aftermath, let's consider what if. What if the Secret Service had shot Thomas Crooks as he crawled away on the roof? Crooks would be a hero to the right. Headlines would in right-leaning media would have screamed, young Trump supporter shot dead by feds.
Yeah. So, and it just goes back to exactly what we're just talking about, which is bringing deadly weapons to protests.
So you think that had the Secret Service killed the assassin before he took the shot, that Republicans would be mad?
Yeah, I do. I think that what we would have seen was then it would have been that the Secret Service overreacted to a Second Amendment patriot who was just exercising his Second Amendment rights that we just talked about, you know, that you're walking around.
There's a bit of a difference between walking around and climbing on a building to get a sniper position.
Yeah, but I mean, if they got him before he got up on the building.
But that's not what you said here. That you said here that if he'd gotten to his place and had been shot of the right wing, if he'd been, as he literally had been into his post there.
Well, you know, I mean, it's, you know, people saw him, you know, going around the place.
They did, and that's legal.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, it's like, you know, that if you want to tone down rhetoric, a good place to start would be to tone down armed protesters or armed people coming to, you know, to these protests.
So I take it, and I'm going to take a quick break here. If you don't mind sticking around through the break, I take it that you support gun control or some kind of restrictions on Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, I do.
Not the First Amendment right, but the Second Amendment.
We can talk about that. Yeah, we can talk about that.
I would love to. We should do this more often.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station, sponsored by Eck Agency. We'll be back right after this.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget about our friends, our hosts, since we're here at AFP's headquarters, thanks to Eck Agency. Don't forget, if you want to get involved, if you're looking for a way to get activated on a campaign, make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. With us still is Dion Leffler, the opinion editor at the Wichita Eagle. Dion, let me ask you a little bit about the article, some of the things that came up in the article. And it's kind of media related. According to the most recent Gallup poll, Americans continue to register record low trust in mass media, 31% expressing a great deal or fair amount of confidence in the media, whereas that they would report the news fully accurately and fairly. 32% trust the media, and 36% say that they absolutely do not trust the media. 33% not very much trust in the media. So it's almost 65% of Americans either have no trust or very little trust in the media. Do you think that's because the media has lost their objectivity? I mean, I've got to be honest with you. You're an opinion editor, but I've known you for years. I've known you from when I was in the legislature, and I've noticed that since the time I've got to know you, it seems like when you were a reporter, you had a little more objectivity, but it's almost like you've got a little TDS. It's like a little Trump derangement syndrome as you've become more of an opinion editor. Is that because you're more an opinion editor now, or is that just the way media is these days?
Well, I think being an opinion editor, you know, the people think that newspaper opinion pieces and editorials are about opinion, and probably it's our fault for calling it that. But what it really is it's analysis. You do the same things that you do when you write a regular news story, but you can write it from a point of view, from a perspective of, okay, this is what I went out, this is what I saw, this is what I reported, this is what I talked to, and this is what I think is the closest thing to the truth that I can get.
But do you think that there's a bias or an opinionated bias that maybe plays into that? And the reason I ask is because in the article, for example, this most recent one, you gave credit where credit is due. You credited that Hunter Larkin was the one who filmed the video. But rather than just saying that Hunter Larkin was the one who filmed the video, you said, quote, "The video was made by Hunter Larkin, the disgraced ex-mayor of Goddard, best known for shady dealings with developers, a DUI conviction, et cetera, et cetera." Here's my question. He's not a politician anymore. He's not an elected official. This is a private citizen. Why take the dig at him?
Well, I think the last time I mentioned him, everybody jumped on me for some people said I libeled him.
It
might be you.
It was, because frankly, it seems like you've got Larkin derangement syndrome too, because, I mean, part of it is, it's, first off, a DUI conviction, that's a conviction. But that was a kid, and he was young, he was stupid, and he made a mistake. But what evidence do you have, that there were shady dealings with developers?
Oh, well, I linked the three stories off that.
But three stories that you wrote, that your paper wrote. Well, that's not evidence.
Well,
there's no convictions, there were no charges, that'd be like me writing a story and then me citing my source is myself.
There were a lot of people, though, trying to recall young Hunter.
But did they?
Actually they couldn't because it was too close to the election.
But, so again, they couldn't. See, that's my point. It comes back to why take the dig at him? And no offense, but you do the same thing to Michael O'Donnell. Every time Michael O'Donnell is written about, you dig at him. And I'm just curious, why? Why is it necessary? Why can't you just write your piece without taking the personal dig? Because you don't do that to me, and Lord knows I've said some anybody who's in the public space says stupid things. But it seems like you take these digs at people, and I'm curious why that's necessary.
Well, I think what you're calling a dig is maybe adding perspective to a story.
Okay. So one of your media colleagues, and I don't want to name him, was arrested in 2009 for sales, distribution, cultivation of opiates, opium narcotic drugs, or designated stimulants. People don't bring that up every time he writes a byline in the paper. So
I'm not entirely sure who you're talking about.
I don't want to name him, but he literally was arrested for distribution, cultivation of opiates, opium narcotics, drugs, or designated stimulants.
Yeah, well, we'll have to talk about that offline because I'm not sure who you're
talking
about.
I'll show you the, but I've got the photos and the evidence of the arrest.
I mean, I don't know.
We don't cite that every time he writes an article. A mistake from the past, it'd be different if Hunter was an elected official or Michael was an elected official. But because they're
Michael's a lobbyist.
He's a private citizen.
Yeah, but he's a lobbyist representing the power company and the Steven brothers and probably several others. So,
but he's still a private citizen.
Well, there's a private citizen, but he's a registered lobbyist. He is lobbying. He is shaping the state laws of Kansas, and that. That makes you a public figure.
And so I'm sure you're a Hunter, public figure because you write in a newspaper. Can
Hunter's,
people take shots at you?
I can't imagine that Hunter's political career is done.
It is now.
You know,
I mean, he's not running for office. He's not running for office right now.
You know,
I have not heard any plans.
I suspect we'll see him back, though.
But you're a private citizen. You're a public figure. You're in the newspaper. You're in the newspaper more than I am. Can we take pot shots at you?
Yeah. I'm a big kid.
By the way, sitting behind you is Leo Delperdang. We can take pot shots at him. So you know, that's completely legal.
And Leo's my representative.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's my representative.
Did you vote for him?
Yes, I did.
I think you just caused Leo to have a heart attack. So Diana, I'll share with the audience.
I think he does a great job. I think he's...
Holy cow. Did you let Leo put a yard sign in your yard?
We are not supposed to allow people to put yard signs in our yards.
Okay.
It's
I almost got you a yard sign. Leo.
It's a company policy.
But that's okay. It makes it feel better. Leo puts a yard sign in my yard, and I don't even live in his district. He just does it just to kind of piss me off. I will let folks know that the KNSS is planning on doing some things called Politics and Pints, where we're going to go out into the public, do this at a bar or a venue, something like that, maybe on a Thursday or a Tuesday night. And Dion and I are going to have similar conversations to this at these Politics and Pints. When we have that information, we'll roll them out. In the meantime, I appreciate you sitting down with us. I know we're coming up on my bottom of the hour break. This has been a fascinating conversation, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do it. If folks want to contact you, if they want to reach out, if they want feedback, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
D. Leffler at WichitaEagle.com.
He's brave. I'll give him that. And he came.
My phone number.
Oh, he's really brave.
316-268-6527.
Dion, thank you again for joining us. It's a pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.